episode number 1035 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Marian Garcia. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is mobility after COVID-19. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence, my friends, and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. In many ways, the pandemic has to some extent highlighted the central role of common mobility options in supporting basic services, especially in times of crisis. This status update examines how the city's transport sector has been affected by the virus and the resulting travel restrictions. We will also assess what trends in the post-crisis joint transport are likely to emerge and what lessons we can draw for similar situations in the future. SUMC will continue to monitor emerging patterns of response in the wake of the COVID-19 crisis. How public authorities and shared mobility operators reacted to the outbreak in the first weeks of spring 2020. We ask, how does the global mobility team deal with the fact that employees are mobile at all times, plan future steps and move from the crisis phase to the continuity phase of the pandemic? The results show that 70% of respondents told us that they make it their priority to communicate proactively with their mobile employees. Cities are considering transportation options that could be a source of disease spread, and 40-plus businesses are telling us that the pandemic has had a positive impact on their ability to carry on as before. After the sweep, micromobility companies face the challenge of reconciling operational objectives with the threat of a growing health crisis. The results of the survey show the impact of working and living and working in your home country and outside of that country and your business. On Tuesday, Lime announced it had discontinued its bicycle and scooter service and doubled the suspension, which it expanded to the North American market in 22 countries on Thursday. While San Francisco's shelter issued an injunction asking residents to refrain from non-essential travel, bicycles and scooters were allowed to stay in the city. Scooters and fleets of bikes remained on the streets and available to users even as the government warned against restricting social contact both at work and at home. When travel restrictions were relaxed, some organizations kept up their work at home, and thus influenced general mobility patterns, but some reverted to old habits, reducing air quality and potentially exacerbating reticence about using public transport. With internal combustion engines in cars and crowded cities moving away from seamlessly integrated mobility anchored in public transport and active modes of transport, the end result is an increasingly divided mobility landscape. Cities that adopt a more progressive, sustainable approach could lead the way in implementing mobility innovations and try to establish new mobility patterns by reallocating infrastructure for active cycling and walking. While the pandemic continues, physical distance will have a significant impact on mobility behaviors and preferences. Given the modest impact of the economic consequences of the pandemic, we will continue to see large differences in mobility approaches. Many people will switch to means of transport that reduce the risk of infection, but the exact shift will largely depend on the scale of the pandemic and the availability of public transport in their area. Those who own a private vehicle will use it more often, while those who used to rely on public transport can switch to other means of transport such as bicycles or walking instead. Chinese cities know that private cars, pedestrians, and cyclists have gained the largest share of urban traffic since the pandemic began, even as bus and subway riders have declined. This has prompted governments to redouble their sustainability initiatives, and in Europe and Asia in particular, authorities are working to accelerate the transition to electric and alternative vehicles through an expanded charging infrastructure. The virus is also being fought by using public transport and other means of transport such as buses and bicycles. The private sector is increasingly filling the gap left by the public sector in the provision of services. Mobility technology is advancing rapidly, and technology providers, based providers are stepping up their efforts to keep pace with governments, are providing a range of services to their customers. Because mobility data is seen as a tool for managing pandemics, people are increasingly willing to share information with the private sector. Partnerships between the private and public sectors will be established in areas such as health, education, transport, and public safety, with restrictions relaxed in many. countries and private vehicles allowed to use, there is a risk that the progress made last week will deteriorate. In response, Wonder Mobility, which in April launched a mobility service and match platform that uses multi-stakeholder collaboration, has organized the first mobility summit after the COVID-19 summit in Berlin, Germany. The leaders of the private and public sectors and public sector representatives met to discuss how to build on the positive changes in mobility that have taken place since the COVID crisis. COVID Mobility Works is an independent platform dedicated to collecting, synthesizing and sharing information about the mobility initiatives that have kept the world moving after the crisis and recovery of COVID-19. Recognizing the myriad measures taken to provide safe mobility to our world, the platform aims to support and meet the challenge of creating a safe, sustainable and sustainable mobility system for the whole world. A partnership of non-profit transport organizations created in response to a public health and safety crisis triggered by a new coronavirus. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time. Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2, Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life.